Hi guys, welcome back to another podcast today. Kai's looking like a fucking therapist.
Okay.
I do like this on you.
I do like it on you too, but it looks like you're about to take off my pants and put something on my ass.
Wait. How do you say that right after saying you're like a therapist? You've had some interesting therapy sessions.
I have.
What were they like Catholic priest therapy sessions?
Yeah, 100%.
Because he says I can't talk
Christ
about it.
He Gaddafied me on the ass. Yeah. But anyways, I don't want you to be like that.
We have 2022 and we have two Sync members wearing collared shirts on the podcast.
Oh, that's true. But yours is, looks like,
I like the fit. Where
it's like you got fucked by an elf.
I like the fit. I like
you guys will hate on it, whatever. I like it.
I think it's a vibe.
Yeah. Yours don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely.
They got stuck in a candy cane.
My body, my choice.
It's sick. Right, we have not seen Chris in a long time. I actually just saw Berkeley this morning. He's been gone for a little bit, but I haven't seen Chris in a minute. Where were you?
Florida. Miami.
Miami. How was that?
It's pretty good. Got to see family. I haven't seen them fucking forever.
Good. Yeah. It's always good to see the fam.
Mm-hmm. Good. Because, like, actually, I forget. We saw them at the fight.
At the fight. That was the last.
But it was, like, fucking 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. This episode is going
to
be...
I went to Arizona. Yeah, that was fun. Thanks for asking.
I know, but I forgot to mention that Faith is coming on later, and I've realized that I'm just going to hold that off. Yeah. By the way, don't leave the episode if you don't give a shit about us, because Faith is coming on later,
and
you want to see that.
Yep,
it was epic, too, because we already filmed it.
Yeah.
It was great. We heard a lot. But yeah, sorry, Berkeley. What was you?
I just went to Arizona, saw some family, played some golf, you know? My car broke down, so... Yeah, I was driving, didn't have coolant in my car. I had no liquid in my car. Car broke down in the middle of Arizona in between California. Had to walk a mile to the gas station to get coolant. I bought two bottles, so it was like 60 pounds, walking a mile back to the car. Decided to put the coolant in the car and just leaked all out of the car. So it was holiday suck.
We have
and I lost the car.
We have the whole
don't have a car
worst
anymore.
Problems. Right
I mean, out of friend group problems with cars, I mean, we have to be... At the top. There. Like, we have one... My car is...
It's the only car that works.
Well, and, like, Luke's car's doing all right. Yeah, Luke's car's doing all right. But, like, everything else is just, like... There's always something kind of about it.
So, Spencer has the Beamer that can't take...
It can only fit one person in the back. Yeah. The windows don't roll down.
Yeah, windows don't roll down because the... supposedly, the car is going to tilt over if another person gets in there. So, that's great. Great for carpool. and then we have another car, which is Kyle's car, which looks like it's low-key out of... Monster Truck, yeah. And out of that movie... What's the
you
movie?
You just got him hard, bro. You can't say that.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, you can't use the air conditioning if you're driving over 20 miles an hour. Yeah. So there's that.
The issue is that it goes from having 10 miles per gallon to 5 miles per gallon.
Right. Yeah.
And all there's hella slug stains in the back seat. So it's fucking disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Plus you slug stains.
Yeah.
I haven't had sex in my... When's the last time you had sex in your car, actually?
Like freshman year of high school.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't had sex in a car in a while. Kind of want to run it back. Just get like a little like...
It's a little memory.
Also, just realize how heinous fucking teenagers are. The fact that everyone in this room has had sex in an elementary school parking lot past the hours of 10 p.m. Like that. Do you realize how fucking illegal that is? Like, if you go to an elementary school and you get fucking naked, you're literally getting thrown in jail and you're a sex offender.
It is weird that people choose those locations.
No one goes there.
But like, I'm just saying, bro. Like, there's something about it that's kind of fucked. Like, you think it's like after hours, so I can just get naked with a girl and literally do heinous things. In the back of a car where kids are like it's where America's being built.
Frankly, people even go there and like they smoke like weed all the time and they go like, let's go to the middle school parking lot. Mm-hmm. Like you go there. That's probably that's the worst place.
Well, it's literally like elementary schools, church parking lots.
People think like, they're just the janitor's car just chilling there.
Yeah. It's fucking. Well, it's also crazy how far kids come. You know, you go from learning stuff like how to add and shit and then you go to tossing out back shots in your back seat of.
Ew.
Of a two-seater. Like, you'll find a way. Anything. There's a will's way when you're young.
I just think it's crazy how kids grow up.
Yeah, it's fun.
Gnarly.
It sucks. And Kai's car, he had it for a week, and he fucking ran into someone in the first week. Shattered his bumper.
Kai is still learning how to drive. So, like...
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, like, you know... Oh, you know,
because I'm used to a whole, like, driving on the left side of the road and all that.
But to be fair, I did see the situation. That guy crossed the parking lot, like, from...
And that guy's insurance is paying for it, so clearly Kai wasn't at fault. Yeah. There's and so I mean, and then Ethan's car blew up.
It completely blew up. The engine,
there's
the rod went through the engine. That car was always like a steady rider. Yeah. You know, you could always, you know.
And Chris just never doesn't have his license.
Does not have anything. No, and then Burke's scooter. The Burke scooter's all fucked
now
up.
Now I got an electric scooter that I'm on.
Who broke the scooter?
I don't know.
It was Chris or Kai fucking broke it.
First of all, I shattered the back wheel.
So now I have zero transportation anywhere. I don't have a car. Now I don't have my fucking scooter.
Wheelies.
Good news for me. I got my license, actually. So that's sick.
What?
Bad news, I might have broke your scooter. But
wait,
they gave you a driver's license.
Yeah.
How?
Oh my god.
I literally just drove.
But you haven't practiced driving. But you had to pass the test.
I passed it.
Oh good.
How?
I passed it all. It was like so easy. I got 100%.
Wow. Wait, so you have your driver's license as of right now?
Yeah, it's upstairs.
That's fucking sick.
Let's go.
Good shit. Yeah, good for you.
Wow.
Well, people in Florida drive on fucking crap.
Dude, getting a license in Florida.
Let me tell you about the hardest. Let me tell you about my fucking test, bro. On my test, I saw a dog get run over. I saw two people collide right outside of where you're supposed to exit out. So I had to fucking detour on some Dom Toretto shit, which also probably got me some points. And also, my instructor
got me some points.
My instructor gave me a vehicle with no gas, and I had to remind him on the expressway that there was no gas, so I had to stop and go fill it up.
I feel like the driving
and then you paid for it.
I feel like the driving test in Florida is like out of how many teeth a human's supposed to have.
Yeah,
and then like many of those, like that percentage of teeth,
it's hectic,
based on how much crack you've done.
The amount of potholes there, and the fucking iguanas and. Some shit. Right?
Potholes and iguanas.
So they're like driving in the wild west.
And then like half of the people's cars are broken, so like their indicators don't even work. Congrats, you're just fucking working off of nothing.
It's 21 years since it took 21 years to get your license. Attaboy.
So like, wait, do you feel comfortable right now? If you want to go grab something to drink, you're like,
yeah,
like
dude, CVS, you'll take I had our to car? I'm telling you, I had to drive against the most crazy fucking people.
Whoa.
My advice to you is don't get too cocky though, because...
I won't.
Like, I've been driving for a while, and like, there's still shit that's out there. Or like, you'll be driving sometimes. You're like, oh shit, I should not.
No, 100%. Like, there's been times my balls is fucking clenched.
Oh, when you, when you run a hard red light, that's a that one.
That
like
one
when you run one that's
pumping.
I'm a bitch. I
it just
gets
you riled up.
Yeah,
fired
yeah.
up.
But any major like goals before we get into the whole faith interview?
I want to start working out more.
Trying to get built.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fucking sick.
Nice.
So hard. Fun.
I told parents I wanted to run a marathon in 2022, and then I was serious about it for a day, and they're like, yeah, you won't be able to do that. I'm like, no, I will. And then at that point, I was like, fuck, now I have to do it.
Yeah.
And now I just don't want to do it. So, but this morning I took my first run, got a mile, so it's one, you know, almost there.
I think typically you start with like a 5K, then you go half marathon.
What, 24th, right?
I think you go 5K, 10K, half marathon,
no,
then full.
I'm going to do it. I'm
going
to do it.
I want to get the stream back going. I think that would be a big goal of mine. Yeah.
You
been talking about that for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Get that bit going. I think it's a goal.
My goal is I want to buy dinner for a whole table by the end of the year and not have it hurt me.
Ooh, epic.
That's good, yo.
That most people don't even achieve that.
Yeah,
until
go shopping.
No, but like,
and
have it like it can hurt a little bit. I'm not worried about it hurting. I'm worried about like just like the
part where you
like,
can't.
I just
want
to be able to be like, no, I got it.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
Like
yes.
Just like buy like dinner with like out like my friends, and I'm like, no, I got it.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
I realize that until you're around like 39, that's when people are like, oh, it's weird that you asked me to Venmo you for dinner. But before that, people are like, still, you know, weird.
Also, we have a stunning revelation about June's birthdays in our friend group from high school.
Hmm.
We quite possibly have one of the sluttiest Vegas trips ever coming up.
Yeah.
So Berkeley, Luke, Kelt, and Cooper all turned 21 before the first 2 weeks of June.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper
and Q's gonna come down with us too.
Yeah. So
and
like, so we just,
oh, sorry, our bank account is coming with us.
So, but well no, like, no, we have Cooper Howe going.
Okay, so we have two.
We have Cooper Howe going with us. And I have received word of penthouse suites that have already been booked.
No.
We just have, and like I was thinking about the people going, and I'm like, we have at least a group of 20.
Yeah.
Of
the most degenerate
of like literally
human
like
group
just like
ever.
Kai's gonna get a hooker.
Not
you have
true.
To fuck a hooker,
I'm please. Not fucking a hooker.
No, you will.
No.
I'll do it.
I'll buy one though for Berkeley.
Okay,
that's for sure. All right, guys, let's get in this faith interview. What you guys been waiting for? Her comments, her entire explanation of the whole Bryce situation. It gets a little bit more serious, less about Vegas, more about serious relationships. Let's get into it.
Yep.
Faith Ordway.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for clarifying.
All right, guys, we have Faith on the podcast. There's been a lot going on. We're just messing around because it's interesting. There's a lot going on. There's some News happening, some stuff happened, and I think Berkeley made a point of this earlier, but it's interesting because these are all of our friends that are involved. Well, not like just people that weirdly we hang out with more than any other creator, and we meet a lot of creators.
That's probably the strange part for you guys. How do you like have like friendships with people while also having to deal with all of the drama? Like
we're kind of taking the messenger approach on the whole thing,
right?
Like obviously we're taking the messenger approach.
Yeah.
So like it just kind of puts us in a position to where we can hear what's happening from people's sides and then let
the audience.
Yeah.
Let the audience decide.
Yeah. We want to be viral by showcasing, you know, what's the different sides of the drama while not being actively involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah. So we hang out a lot.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
It was just weird because.
Well, my for you
page.
Hung out
with before I left for break. Hung out with you before I left for break. Hung out with Bryce before I left for break. And then I'm on break. And then all three of my. It was just.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. So, it's all going on.
It's like taking a warm, steamy shit and throwing it right at a fan.
100%. So that happened. So what basically happened was for a while, Tommy's been going crazy with his Twitch streams. He famously the hot tub streams where he has sometimes models come into the hot tub or famous TikTokers. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what really blew it up was that he kissed Anna Banana. Mm-hmm. He kissed another girl. Another girl tried to kiss him during the hot tub stream, and those clips went crazy. His fans obviously are like, oh, Tommy's like cuffed up. He's with somebody. But where did you first like see the streams and the Twitch streams?
So I actually I heard about like the hot tub streams and stuff. Like I saw the clip of him and Anna. I didn't realize that was like an ongoing, like I saw a couple of the videos basically, but whenever I first like watched one of his actual streams, it was with Berkeley. We watched what was that? It was like an e-date or something.
Yeah, his e-date.
So like I thought he was doing a variety of stuff, you know, like
he does like the e-dates and then hot tubs.
Yeah, so I understood like what the content was, but I didn't think like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be making out with Tommy, because I'm pretty sure Tommy would know like I'm not gonna do that. Or I didn't even know that Bryce was actually going to be invited, because prior Berkeley actually hit me up and said that Tommy wanted to like go and do like the stream with me. So mm-hmm. we were already talking about that. I didn't even know that Bryce was going to be involved in any of this. And then Bryce actually called me. He was like, hey, Tommy stream tomorrow. And I was like, oh, interesting. I didn't know we were going on together, but I was fine with that. So that's where.
So Bryce invited you originally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then
Tommy invited me. And then he wanted Bryce also on, so maybe they just combined it.
And are you and Bryce friends before this? Like, are you?
Yeah, me and Bryce were friends literally. So I've known him for like maybe like a year and a half. Like before I moved here, I'd seen him before and everything, but he didn't start like acknowledging me until probably like maybe like 5-6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And since then, like we'd hang out mutually at parties and stuff. Like that's pretty much what a lot of our relation was, is hey, you going to this party. And basically I started hanging out with him more whenever I broke up, I got broken up with by my ex-boyfriend, because we already talked about it the last time, no beef or anything,
the rest of like, our friend group.
Yeah.
All of our friends is included except for QC.
It's like high school drama but more fucked up. And yeah, like so a weird, and then there's also like everybody else has their own opinions on it too.
So
basically
it's just like, I just want to go golf.
And then also quick too, so have you and Bryce like ever like kissed or anything like before to then where it would be a not like, not assuming that, I mean obviously like you always need to like know what's happening, but I'm saying like, would there be any like prior, you know, maybe like this?
Me
is fine.
And Bryce have kissed before, but the thing is, there was nothing intimate that went on between either of those nights, the nights that we filmed for the YouTube video or the night that we filmed for the stream. So like in that case, it's like, think about it like this, you know, if you consent to somebody at one point in time, does that mean
no,
that, like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like that it doesn't make it okay. I'm
saying
that
it would be totally fucked up if it'd be fucked up if like the same day, you know, I was just like kissing him and then we get on there and I'm like, ew, no, you know, this wasn't some sort of same day thing or anything like that. So basically that's that whole thing. But back to what I was saying before, the reason why I kind of started hanging out with Bryce more is because basically I'd be getting invited out to stuff by him, and usually my ex wasn't around in that scenario whenever he would be asking us to do stuff. Like, we went to the Sophie Stadium and stuff, filmed a video there. And we were just like hanging out, doing whatever. So that's kind of basically,
because that's part of what he said in his more recent response. Mm-hmm. He was saying like, oh, Tommy was telling me, he was like, oh, Tommy was asking me like, well, who should we bring? He goes, oh, I want to bring Faith. Mm-hmm. Because we've been hooking up for like last week. Like, that's what he said on TikTok. Yeah. I'm not saying it's true.
And it's just like, what? I don't even know what his whole argument was even trying to portray there, because basically the whole reason why it was brought to the internet first, like, everybody thinks that I started it because I first posted something, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not true, because they started it by, first of all, what went down, but also the fact that they were on live stream talking about me without my permission after I left. Like, that's literally like 80% of the live stream, they were still just bringing me up. And then at the end, like, the fact that Bryce said that I sent him a paragraph and that he literally mouthed the words, I want to F you so bad, saying that I said that to him. And that's just like messed up, you know, like, that was being live streamed to a bunch of people. So the fact that
that wasn't true at all. Like,
he admitted to it in his last video too, that he never sent, I never sent that. So
that,
like,
that is a little, that's weird that Bryce would do that during the stream.
And he tried saying in his response video, oh, well, it was a joke. You know, everybody knew that. Nobody knew that. They didn't discuss that that was never sent. Like, they just continued on the live stream. And that's why I was like, this isn't okay. So I unfollowed him after that. And then you could literally see in the live stream where the girl that they brought on after pointed out, like, she unfollowed you. And then he was being all immature talking about it on there. And from there, I was literally just like, okay, whatever. I went to bed. I woke up and I texted J-Rod, his videographer. And I was like, hey, just like, take me out of the thumbnail. Take me out of
in his
anything.
YouTube video?
Yeah. I was like, just take me out of anything that has to do with him and we're good. And he was like, yeah, no problem. And then he texted and he said that Bryce said no. And I was like, what? So I called him, explained to him basically everything that happened. And I was like, listen, if Bryce isn't going to take me out of this, then I'm going to bring it to the internet and tell people what he said to me, you know? So he refused, and he admitted to refusing. And that's how that started, basically.
Didn't you, like, you went to like the hot tub stream, like the, like, like, you were wearing like a cowboy hat and like a
Yeah, exactly.
You were trying to like make it fun and stuff. Like, when did it turn to being like sexual and not like, what you
also describe the process leading up to you leaving, like, because I don't think most people really know what happened.
And like, and right before you say that too, I mean, the hot tub stream, it also, it's kind of weird because, like, don't you guys kind of agree it kind of provides some sort of sexual connotation to,
that's why people started first watching it. It's hot, I mean? Like, Twitch streamers who would do hot tub streams.
That's why they're so hot right now. It's just that boy girl shit,
which
like,
I will explain because like, some people were also saying, well, you should have known what you were walking into. So basically, after we filmed for Bryce's YouTube, which, by the way, I didn't even know that we were filming for Bryce's YouTube video the day before. I thought we were doing the stream that day or whatever. Turns out we were doing his YouTube video, all that. But anyways, moving forward, what was the question you were asking? How did it lead up?
Yeah, lead up to you leaving. Like, what was that entire story?
So basically, moving on, everything was like fine. The day that we filmed for YouTube, you know, it was a little awkward, but I thought it was done and over with. And then we get into the next day, and basically right before we were about to stream, literally like 5 seconds before, Tommy was like, okay, just make sure that you end it off with a bang. You know, what is your guys' plan?
Before the stream starts.
Yeah, before the stream starts. And Bryce was like, well, maybe if Faith wasn't a pussy. And that's why I was like triggered. I was like, where did this attitude come from? Because I was like, the day before, you know, it seemed like we kind of sorted it out. It was done and over with. So anyways, I was like, why would you call me that? You know, it's up to me. If
was this after the idea was pitched of kissing at the end?
After the idea was pitched. Oh,
like,
oh yeah.
Like,
yeah,
did
yeah.
you guys like talk, like, was there like a conversation that went on to where you guys were like, oh, we're going to kiss at the end. And then you were like, no, I don't want to do that. And then he said if Faith wasn't being a pussy.
That conversation was all the day prior. Okay. It was literally just Tommy saying, what's your guys' idea? And then he
made a shit
remark, basically, for no reason.
And then 5 seconds.
And then the whole clout thing, basically, I was like, why would you say that? And he's like, well, anybody that does it gets clout. And I was like, not whenever it's diluted by 6 other girls. And he made a whole thing of like, oh, well, it was actually 16 other girls or whatever talking about his YouTube thing. And that's whenever I was like, okay, well, I don't need that. I'm already successful. And he's like, no, I mean actually successful. So he also put down my career telling me that I'm not successful. Like, I know that maybe I'm just on TikTok or whatever right now, but you know, I'm working up to doing more stuff. I wanted to start my stream, my Twitch streaming and all of that, you know, that's my personal business. And like, who is he to tell me if I'm successful or not? So
anyways. We've followed you. We've known you for a long time. We've seen you on TikTok for a long time. You're right now like at the performing like the best you've ever fucking done.
Yeah,
your numbers are crazy.
That's what
good.
I'm saying. I feel
you
like
have
like I've
7
been
million,
fine.
All that crazy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so that's what
even,
I was
even
like,
before all this stuff too.
Yeah.
And that's whenever I was
and
like,
so all that stuff was said on stream. Like that entire
No, that's the problem. So Bryce tried putting in his thing, the video clip from the YouTube video. Like that was the night before. That wasn't even the night of the stream. Nothing was filmed because they didn't
so,
press live.
So wait, because I'm thinking stream, YouTube video, like all this stuff. I'm trying to clear up. So there's so
Bryce
there
is filming a YouTube video while
YouTube video was the day before.
So was there any video of your guys' conversation of Bryce saying if Faith wasn't being a pussy,
nope,
everybody
that's
gets
why I was
caught from it?
No, that's why I was upset with Tommy for not just coming forward and saying what he heard. Because it's like that could clear up everything.
Okay,
you know?
That's when you said "fuck you, Tommy" in that TikTok. It was because Tommy wasn't coming out and taking a side. He wanted to stay neutral the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. But was it really being neutral though? If I mean, I won't get into it because you know I understand I wouldn't want to obviously be involved if I didn't have to. It was just more of like a "you should have stood up for me" thing. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You're gonna say because like so then stream happens, and. And so
I'm not there. I basically I was over it at that point. I was like, look, I'm leaving. Like, there's no reason to be disrespectful. And as I was getting ready to walk out, like I didn't mention this and all this stuff, but he was just like calling me, oh, you're such an awkward person. You made this weird and stuff like that. And I was just like, well, how did I do anything in this situation? So yeah,
so
basically I left.
So you left before the streaming even started.
Yeah. And then they started it after and they talked about me. Like they could have easily just said, hey, Faith couldn't make it. Something went down, so we're bringing on another guest. Yeah. And just went on with that, you know? So
I want to ask you two things. So the first thing is, like, what was your reaction when you saw Bryce post that stitch and then just put a video of you shaking your ass? Mm-hmm. And then also, like...
Misogyny?
Yeah. Was that like, your reaction to it?
Like, it just made him look even more stupid. Like, I think everybody saw that. Everybody in the comments saw that. Like, you know... The content that I post doesn't have anything to do with what you're allowed to say or do to me, you know? Like, and also the video that he stitched was not even like sexual. I was fully clothed. I was doing a TikTok dance. Like, I don't know why people make that out to be so bad. Like, I can't dance with I can't be happy dancing around without it being, you're an object, you know?
How's the reaction been by both your fan base and his fans?
So obviously there was some more videos that went out. I obviously posted a video that I was pretty upset crying as we discussed, but like, honestly, I don't regret posting that either because I think it's kind of fake to not portray my real emotion. Like that upset me. I felt betrayed in the situation. I felt like I was did wrong and I was just being candid about it. You know, like that wasn't for, oh, give me sympathy. I was just genuinely upset and I'm not going to delete it afterwards, you know, like and say, oh, just kidding. So anyways, he basically in his video said all this stuff about like Faith is notorious for saying the N-word, which there's multiple articles online that like debunk that, obviously. So that's also defamation.
How did that even come about?
That's what I mean. He literally just it's smoke and mirrors. He didn't answer any of the questions that I said in my original statement about him calling me a pussy, all of the clout stuff. Didn't address anything that I said in my statement. All he did was try to make it juicy and distract people from the real thing that went down.
Yeah, I think from the point of view of like a content creator not involved in this is he definitely didn't take the high road and he definitely saw it as an opportunity to make more content about it, which is the most like pure way a content creator thinks.
Yeah.
But and I think that explains some of the reason, maybe also like how he is as a person, but it's like, it explains how he handled the situation and why he chose not to take maybe the way that most people would handle this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, also, do you think that if this situation could be handled again, you know, however it would be handled, Because, you know, obviously stuff like this happens all the time in, you know, young adult situations, and actually just everywhere. If you think that you could handle the situation again, would you have taken it to social media, or would you have tried to work everything out without? Because, like, would you say that now you have more of a problem than you did before?
Not necessarily. I think it's cleared up now, but I think at the end of the day, this is what it comes down to. I would normally say, yes, it didn't need to be brought to social media, but I already know that Bryce would not have came out and said anything or apologized publicly for what he said on that live stream. And that's why I took it to social media, because it's like, otherwise that's not getting cleared up. Those people saw what they saw, heard what they heard. And that's like the storyline that was put out. And knowing Bryce, I mean, clearly in this situation, if he wouldn't even take me out of the thumbnail, why would he have apologized publicly for saying that I sent him a paragraph? You know? So that's why maybe if it wasn't Bryce, then I would probably not take it to the internet. Like if it was somebody that would actually clear things up or just not say it to begin with.
We're not even thinking that way. It's like also like, if it happened to another girl who maybe doesn't have like the following that you have and doesn't have the voice and the support as you have, probably would have been kind of brushed under and no one really thought about it. But all the news articles I've seen, in the morning I look at the same sites, they're all like Bryce Hall exposed by Faith Ordway, or Faith Ordway explaining situation. It's getting picked up and people care because also like, people know who you are.
Yeah. There were people in my DMs that literally had stories about him, which I won't get into that because it's not about creating more drama for him. I don't care about ending his career. I just wanted to address that situation and that was it. He can do his own thing. I don't want to be associated anymore. But point is, like what you're saying, there are other people who have had instances with him that they just haven't talked about. Not even just girls. There's guys, not sexually necessarily, but like just different situations about that. I don't know if I should bring anything up, but like, you know, he's just basically done quite a few people wrong and they've been afraid to speak up due to the fact that he has a big platform and that's not.
Were any of those things that people said to you like
relatable?
Not relatable, but like relatable, but also like just, how did this not get picked up? How do people not know about this?
I don't know. Most of the people said that they didn't want to bring anything up because they, like one of the guys who DM'd me, he said he was afraid to come out about anything because he was afraid that Bryce might have dirt on him and he didn't want to get in trouble. And he said that a whole bunch of other people were too. Again, I don't want to get into a lot of details about the different people that I talked about because then I feel like I'm just kind of like bashing him in a way.
I get what you mean.
I don't know. It just made me feel really, really upset. And that's another reason why I was so emotional, because it's like, how are we just letting these things slide just because he's maybe like at the top following and everything? Like that doesn't mean that he should have this much power to just say, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. The fans were, like the audience, they were majority on your side and then they switched over to Bryce and they went over to your side. They were kind of like flip flopping. Do you like care what side they pick
I
just want you to get your message across.
Yeah. After I cleared everything up and basically gave them the facts, which I did in my TikTok video. Now I don't care. I don't care if people side with him because I literally debunked everything that he said. And I explained like he didn't answer anything. I called him out for a reason. And all he did was basically just try to, defy my character like on the internet. So.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a really tough situation. And I think we definitely feel for like what you're kind of going through just because of how many more variables are dealing with millions of people wanting to know what's going on, media wanting to know what's going on.
Awesome. Well, we have friends and stuff like where like things like this happen and like it's hard and
it's
also
probably way harder. On
it's also, it's interesting when it's two people that you know, because you don't necessarily want to pick sides, but you also like if something's like actually wrong, then like, you know, that's like why you like, sit and listen. So, I mean, it's just like one of those things where, just kind of fucked.
Yeah. And you want to know the situation because it involves people that, you know, that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And I mean, I wouldn't put anybody down that still continues to like hang out with them. I'm not going to look at them differently because the truth is that like, considering, like, that's the weird thing about the industry and living here is that he is one of those people that has a lot of power. So, like, one of the people in my DMs, he literally blacklisted the guy. Like, he didn't do anything, and he blacklisted him from going to, like, certain parties and stuff. And for me, thankfully, I don't really care, like, if I'm not invited to what he has, because I spend a lot of time alone anyways. I read, I do my own thing. But for a lot of people, like, that definitely sucks. Like, the fact that, you know, you make a bad relationship with somebody, you're basically cutting yourself off from going to regular things and hanging out with people.
Yeah. And I think at the minimum, what you did had a huge impact in the fact that he'll think twice next time he, like, if he's in that situation, knowing, like, what the repercussions could be based on what you've done.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But he also said he said, get ready for the papers, or, like, he said,
check your mailbox, because, dude, like, there was nothing that I did. There was the whole, like, I accidentally had his address exposed in one, but he can't take me to court for that. That was a fucking accident on God. Like, in the first video that I made, I blurred it out. So, like, it was very clear that I didn't mean to, and I deleted it right away. So he can't take me to court for that. And I didn't defy his character. All I did was give an exact statement of the situation that happened. So, like, that was basically, again, just to hype people up.
So I've just heard that he's getting, like, a lawsuit ready or something to, like, send you. Like,
if he does, he's not going to be able to do anything. Yeah. Like, there's physically nothing that
I did. There's no video of him even saying that to you in the first place.
That's true, but that's not me defying the character, because it's like this. So how do I explain this? If I say, like, Berkeley is, I don't know, like, an insult to use. Berkeley
is Berkeley.
I don't know how to explain. It's more so, like,
Are you trying to explain like a defamation loss? Like,
yeah.
You're damaging his character by telling things that are not true.
Exactly. And those were all absolutely true. You know, I was stating what happened. I wasn't saying, like, I did call him a trash bag human, but that's not really, like, defying his character.
No, you can say that. It's freedom of speech. But
Yeah.
It's more saying stuff that is opinionated and also takes, like, dramatically takes away, and it just has to be untrue as well.
Yeah.
Like, you say Berkeley's, like, a racist, and and then, like, make, like, all this
and
stuff
he loses money because of that.
Yeah,
like, brand deals.
Exactly. So basically what Bryce did to me. Yeah. I could sue him.
Faith, thank you for coming on. I know you haven't talked about it anywhere else other than your channel, but I'm glad that we were able to kind of get the perspective out, and hopefully we you know, we got the entire story.
Yeah.
Thanks, awesome. Faith.
Thanks. Make sure to subscribe, guys, and follow all of Faith's links will be linked down below, and our links as well. Go check it out. First episode of Air It Out drops soon as well. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys. Peace.
Woo!